I start the recording, Mr. Chair, so you can start the meeting.
Great. All right. Hello, everybody. Name's John Burr. I'm the chair, and welcome to the August 18th, 2026 APSAB meeting. Fairly simple case. And I guess we'll start off with roll call. Stan.
Here.
Steve.
Here.
Martha.
Here.
Maurice.
Here.
Matt,
Here.
Lynn,
Here.
and I'm here. And as I mentioned, Jan is excused traveling today, so she is not expected. Okay. Item number two, review and approve the legal action report from our last meeting of July 21st. Michael, I had a couple things. There's some typos.
Okay.
Adria Melsted is actually Audra, Audra, and
Oh,
it's twice.
okay.
And
AUDRA, I'll fix that. Thank you.
yeah, sure. And the other thing was, can we remove fiberglass from the description of case 4A? It is in the description and was on our agenda, but we didn't discuss it. And apparently it had been revised to clad wood or wood, and it became an item at PRS. So it would be best to remove that.
I'll do. I should
Anybody?
fill in the revision for today's meeting.
Okay. I mean, there's not much context in this one, so minutes could be helpful on a case like this. I did go to PRS and they did the right thing and ask questions and I got to speak and yada yada. But otherwise, I think it's kind of pointless to do much else. Anybody else have comments, questions?
None for me. Nope.
Anyone wants to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that the minutes be approved as submitted with the corrections by John.
Great.
I second
Second?
that.
Thanks, Lynn. Okay, roll call. Stan.
Here.
Steve.
Aye.
Martha.
Aye.
Maurice.
Aye.
Matt.
Aye.
Lynn.
Aye.
And I say yes. Okay, approved. All present? Okay. Michael, did anything come in from call to the audience?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, our office did not receive any comments from the public.
Okay. Okay. And quickly, who is Zoom user?
Is Martha.
That's Martha. Okay, great. Thanks. All right. Then we'll move on to item four, historic review cases. Item 4A, SD-0726-001-05/TC-COM-0626-00962-747 South 6th Avenue, Baffert at Five Points. And this is a revised plan from what we saw last December, or what you all saw last December. So, Michael, want to give us a heads up?
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the board, I did provide an executive summary to the board. For sure, it is a revision to what we saw in December, because they had come to you as a courtesy review. They took note. And if you see the legal action report for that meeting, which is included as part of your review material, you will see all the items that the board expressed concern about. So I believe the revision to these plans that you are seeing today is to meet those comments that they received from you at the December 16, 2025 meeting.
All right. And just for clarification, since part of this new project is in the H zone because it straddles the border, it's still okay if we approve it if it matches the building it's attached to, correct?
That is correct.
Great, thanks. Okay.
The department did not receive any public input regarding this project. Staff believe that generally the proposed work conforms with the applicable historic preservation zone. We do note that there is an existing historic building in the back of this property, which is not affected by this project at all. Part of or almost all your comments that were provided at the December 16 meeting, the applicants did their best to kind of look at it in their new project. The only thing that I want to add to the board was in my staff finding, there was a sentence that was incomplete. So that sentence, the last but one sentence, was supposed to be the proposed shade cover is to allow the clients to better utilize the existing patio as opposed to what you have, because you just say the proposed patio and then there's a stop. So I'm just making this as an augment to that thing. And this project does not require any parking. It's not going to be added because they are not proposing any additional parking at this point in time. Other than that, staff does not have any specific issues with what is being proposed here, as you can see on our summary. And then we are requesting from you, the board, please, you can recommend approval, recommend approval with conditions, or if you think that there will be need for them to come back, you will need to get the consent of the applicant, then we can continue the case. Other than that, staff does not have any other thing to add, but I am at your disposal to answer any question that you may have at this point in time before I turn it to the applicant to present the report.
Great. Okay. All right. So can you, is it Ray? Is it Ray?
Raymond, but yes.
Okay. Thought so. I was like looking at another page and I just thought, correct. You're presenting tonight, right? Again?
Yes, sir.
Great. You are co-host. Okay. Do you want to pull it up and explain what's new this time? I noticed that David's listed on the application, David Schombach. So obviously he's looked over and says, oh, yes, this is fine. Which
yes,
hadn't happened last time.
Yeah, oh. Mr. Chair, this is this project has a project team. So David and every other person in the office, most of them are part of this team, but Ray is like the lead person going carrying this project forward. He was the one who presented to you in December.
Yeah.
And I have been working with him and responding to questions directly from him. So he is actually the lead on this. As he said, he might be joined by some other people in his office, but as at this point in time, for the record, Francisco Fernandez is also joining in this. I do not know whether he's going to say something or he's just going to observe as Ray does the presentation. Okay. So over to you, Ray. I made you the co-host. You should be able to share your screen.
All right.
Thank you. Listen to us.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And yes, John. Dave has been reviewing this project from the beginning. It just when our first initial application, he didn't feel the need to be on. We copied him on this one.
Cool.
So, let me share the screen here. I'll get started.
Before. Start. Steve, you are the secretary for the board. Are you in any way or form taking notes that you will provide us with a legal action report, anything like that? Or
I have been depending upon the notes that and recording that you have, but I will jot down the specific I will jot down the specific motions.
I'd like to make a recommendation. Michael, since you're supposed to get the LAR to the city clerk's office by Friday, could you post the recording and send it to me and Steve in advance and just do the LAR? And then if Steve feels the need to do minutes for the board to approve for next month, we can do that.
So I will send to you and Steve what I have. Both of you can please just jump on it and add whatever thing you want to add. So I should be able to post it
Perfect.
on Friday.
Great. Okay, back to you, Ray. Sorry for the interruption.
No worries. Are we ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your time and consideration of this project. Michael, thank you for getting us organized tonight. As John and Michael have said, my name is Raymond Rash with DISA Architecture, also known as David E. Schombach Architect Incorporated. We are presenting this on behalf of our client, Ben Forbes, with Forbes Meat Company, which is located at the Baffert at Five Points, which is owned and managed by Larry Kapler, all people who I'm sure you're familiar with at this point. So. This project proposes the addition of a permanent shade cover over an existing outdoor seating patio at Baffert at Five Points. The subject property features a code compliant 32,741 square foot mixed use building with a C3 zone, encompassing Group S2, A2, M, and R2 occupancy classifications. Primary intent of the proposed shade cover is to allow the client to better utilize the existing patio's outdoor seating, fulfilling its original design purpose. Alongside the shade structure, minor site enhancements will be introduced, including movable planters with integral vertical screens, a barbecue with an associated prep area, and a dry bar located in front of the outdoor kitchen. The proposed improvements conform entirely with the property's existing municipal requirements and prior development approvals. No curb cuts or additional parking will be required for this modification. While the original development package mandated 78 parking spaces prior to reductions, updated occupancy calculations demonstrate that the current layout only requires 61 spaces prior to reductions, ensuring that the project remains fully compliant with previously approved parking allocations. A comprehensive architectural exhibit, including site plans, sections, drawings, and perspective views, have been provided as a submittal to communicate the design intent and secure the necessary and historic IID approvals. I won't read this one word for word, but as a general idea for the narrative of the project, what we are intending to do with this is make a space more usable. We want the Baffert to continue to be an asset to the community as it already is. And one of the items that the owner has identified as an issue is that they can't use that outdoor seating area nearly as much of the year as they would like. And hence resulting in kind of a dead zone at the pedestrian level. So this project is intended to enhance that area. We have responded to the comments from our December pre-application, which was TPPRE 11250042. We've shown some additional materials, renderings, and we'll go through all of those. Additionally, we believe that this project fits well with what's already there as we've used materials that are already existing on the Baffert, and also fits with the surrounding context, as many of the commercial buildings in the area, both historically contributing and non-contributing, utilize some sort of shade structure to better activate their outdoor space. And there's a multitude of different examples that can be found, from temporary to permanent. So, without further ado, site context, this is just going through what you guys probably already know well, but want to make sure that we're there. So, obviously, we are at the northeast corner of Five Points, surrounded by HC3, C3, and HR3 zoning. And as mentioned before, the project does straddle that little that little piece of HC or of HC3 zoning that enters into our site, which will be further described by the site plan. Surrounding photos, obviously, we've got all the different markets and shops around Five Points, including, I think, most notably, Ugly But Honest, which also utilizes a shade structure to better provide pedestrian access and utilization, as well as comfortability during those hot summer months. And then the most affected property across, which is directly north, is not actually a contributing property, but is an old auto sales and auto shop. And then the other major, on looking the other direction, we have some contemporary housing, which I believe was performed by Rob Paulus, and then obviously the historic contributing property on site, which is the carriage house, which was also done and remodeled by DISA Architecture, and is now a wonderful, another wonderful restaurant for the community, and also utilizes both permanent and temporary shade structures for outdoor seating. This is just a map showing the general zone for the historic properties and then the, or this historic area, and then the contributing properties listed with the city of Tucson around the area. Existing conditions. I'm sure you've all walked past, driven past, or walked into the Baffert, whether that's to enjoy Forbes or if, as you're just enjoying the neighborhood in general. This is the general look of the building. The original concept still follows through, which is we have these historic masses of, or these bookends on the end of the building using brick that pays homage to the some of the original materials used in the neighborhood, much like the carriage house uses, is that red brick. And then those two bookends are spanned by a contemporary bridge, which utilizes more modern and contemporary materials and is an excellent example of balancing historic and contemporary buildings within within the site. As and then here's the existing photos, the conditions. As you can see, these were taken in the middle of June, which as you can see, that space is completely unutilized, despite it being the lunch it was just towards the end of lunch rush, but absolutely no one was able to use the outside area. It's hot, it's bright, it's uncomfortable, which is our goal to fix. And again, you can just see that it's kind of, right now it's a deactivated site. So what we propose to do is we propose to put an 864 square foot shade structure over the primary dining, outdoor dining area. Per our conversation. Okay, I apologize. It won't let me zoom in this when I'm sharing the screen, but we have outdoor dining. We have that outdoor grilling space, which the client is really excited about. They've had quite a demand for additional grilled items on their menu. And they think that this would really serve their community and, well, your community and their clientele well. And they're a little dry bar for some bar seating to enjoy the cook show if you're so inclined. And then some movable planters that, and movable being movable by the owner of the building, not movable by, you know, your average person. These will the intent of these is to be picked up with a pallet jack. So that's kind of the general plan for the project. We did switch to tube steel columns, which you'll see detailed a little bit better in further drawings per the recommendations. And we also got rid of the or the W flange sections for the cross beams and replaced with tube steel. Some zoomed in elevations just to give you guys a general idea. We also did away with the full wall on the north side. So again, really trying to serve that idea of pedestrian view and access and activating that space. It is 6 feet tall to provide the safety for, you know, so someone who's walking by doesn't get torched by the grill on accident. So we do have that safety barrier there. It also is required for health standards for prep spaces. So that's that wall serves a double function of safety and screening, And it also provides a space for a little bit of signage. And we've integrated some lighting that is replacing the originally required site lighting, which is currently solved by some lit bollards, you know, the decorative bollards with lights in them. Obviously, we'll make sure that all that lighting is compliant with outdoor lighting codes, et cetera. And you'll see and as you can see from the west view, then we'll use those planters as screening, as additional west side screening as well. In terms of the overall elevation, this fits squarely within what we call the contemporary zone of the Baffert, right? That bridge. And we felt that the contemporary material selection met well with that, with where it was on the project. Roof plan, it will be fairly straightforward, not adding a ton of additional space. We are providing a gutter system and drainage system that ties with what's already existing. And it'll be a simple corrugated steel roof. And we'll get a little, I'll show you a little bit more on what exactly by corrugated. It won't be your standard. It'll be a more similar to what you would call a B-deck corrugation. In section, we have it a little more labeled up so y'all can see a little bit better what we're discussing. We've got our gutter, as well as that patio wall. Obviously, like we said, we're using the rectangular square tubes and for columns and beams in order to keep with what the board had recommended back in December. We do have to maintain a minimum half inch to a foot slope by the building code, so we went to our minimum, that is. And we're also maintaining a height of 14 foot maximum. This ensures that none of the residences above the main commercial space are blocked in their view. The second floor is 14 feet, so this comes up just underneath it, and residential views are preserved. Just in case, a little 3D view just to keep everybody kind of oriented with how it's going to fit on the site and the project. And lastly, obviously, a lot of what we want to talk about is the renders. We take the suggestion of the board and went ahead and moved forward with either black painted or black colored steel, depending on, you know, if it's painted versus colored by the manufacturer. The black color will integrate well with the existing storefront, which is black anodized storefront, and with the existing steel panel fascia that surrounds the storefront windows on that north side. So it'll blend well. Additionally, in materiality, we're bringing that gray ground cap block veneer out to that front wall, so it still continues with the materiality. And that brings that a little bit closer to the street. And again, with the goal to be that this space is more activated, more pleasing to walk past. It's not just, you know, something drab that sits out there and only gets used when it's nice outside. A little bit more information on the materials if you'd like. That we have that medium ground CMU, which we have the spec for, and last I checked, they still carried. So we intend to reuse that same material. Again, we talked about using matte black on the painted steel. And then the metal roofing pattern is the Belvedere 6-inch short rib from Adis International. Not only is this color obviously the matte black that we've been discussing, but that panel profile is actually already utilized on the building elsewhere. Up along the soffits, you can see a little bit in the photo next to it. That is the same panel profile. So it'll be, you know, we've been trying to respect the fact that we don't want to add additional materials to the building all the way down to what kind of profiles are we using. And then lastly, we'll use some rusted steel accents. That's already existing in the gates that are on site. The gate and the fencing, and that just, you know, brings some of that historic material right down to right next to the pedestrian level, and kind of integrates it to what's there. And those will be the planters, and then obviously the existing fence is already made out of that. This project really, we really want this to be something that serves the community well. The client is excited to be able to better serve the Armory Park district, the barrios down there. And we would we believe and we kindly ask that this move forward with with approval if it fit the board. Thank you for listening to the presentation.
Okay, Dan. Who wants to start? Anyone in particular? Or should I just go through the roll call? Go ahead,
I would
Marie.
like to start.
Sure.
I would like to start. You're on?
Great, go.
Okay, so I think this is a very nice project. I really agree with it. Okay, though it was mentioned earlier that other venues in the immediate neighborhood have outdoor shades, which is true. Okay, and there's nothing, there's something very interesting which I noted is that none of them have outdoor grilling areas. Now, why? Is it because the fumes from the grilling would be an impediment to the neighborhood, to the folks that don't really care for grilled meat fumes in their backyard at all time of the day? So it's just a question here. Now, I'm not against
Be
an
fair,
outdoor
it is.
grill.
Maurice, to be fair, it is a meat shop, and the other place is a pizzeria.
Again, like I said, I have nothing against the grill,
Okay.
but in my humble opinion, it would be nice to have something that would stop the grill fumes, okay, from going around the neighborhood. Again, like I said, there's a lot of folks that don't really particularly care for meat grilling fumes, and you don't really give those folks a choice here. If you look at if you look at the other places, yeah, that's correct. Okay, pizza is usually, grilled in an oven. Okay, though there's outdoors oven, outdoor pizza oven, so it's not, it's not really, a great example as far as, what could be used and what could not be used. I'm just saying that even though it's a great project and I totally support it, okay, I like Forbes Meat. I think they're doing a great job. I think, it would be nice to put a little emphasis on the neighborhood itself and the fact that, again, like I said, some folks don't like to be, in a grilling area most of the time. There's old town apartments right across the street from there. There's private properties right next, right across the street from there. So the fumes are going to go there. So if something could be done to alleviate the effect of the grill, on the neighborhood, then I would go for it 150%, not 100%. I'll go 150%. Again, as far as the components and the way that, this is, engineered, I like it very much. Okay, it's I have nothing against it, except again, like I say, those fumes are not being considered, and I think they should. Those are my 2 cents here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Who's next? Stan, do you have comments?
Essentially, no, I have no comments. My only concern is that, I hope you're right on the shading. I think in the afternoon, the summertime, I think you're still going to get a lot of direct sunlight into that area. That's not an issue that we need to address, but I hope that the shading that you are providing does is adequate so that the clientele, the customers that do use the space are satisfied with it, because I think otherwise it's a great project, and I have no comments on the architectural end of it.
Thank you.
Steve.
I do have a question. I think you called on me.
I did.
Okay. So I have a question. I see that there is a hood of sorts over the grill. Is there any exhausting system in that hood?
Great question, Steve. I appreciate that. That is an item that we can talk about. Let's see. There we go. So we know that at the very least, we will have to have some sort of hood that collects the fumes over the grill. And based on our conversations with our mechanical engineer, it will most likely have to be active, which means the fumes will get pulled up through the hood and then up top. Our intent is to make sure that that is addressed appropriately with where the project is, whether that's some additional screening or they offer some inline exhaust fans that would be more hidden. But our intent is to make sure that that is not obtrusive to the view of the project.
But it is something that would possibly help mitigate some of the, I don't know how it's filtered, but it might help mitigate some of the smell from the barbecuing of meat. Is that the case?
I don't know about smell, but it certainly would help direct and direct it upwards and off. You know, it'll pull, if especially if it's active, it'll pull it and then pull it and move it upwards faster than it can get dispersed through that lower level of air. And then, sorry, you said something else that sparked that. Did I answer the question properly? Did I answer the whole question?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I wanted to commend you on making the recommendations that the board had suggested in the way of tubular steel posts and beams and color. So it was a sensitive to the comments of the advisory board. Thank you.
Well, thank you. That is why we did the pre-application. We wanted to hear your guys' thoughts. We want to work with you guys, so we appreciate the comments and we were happy to pick them up.
Okay. Anything more, Steve?
That's it. Thank you. But I see Stan has his hand up.
Ah, okay. Stan.
In response to both Stephen and Maurice, the filter or the exhaust fan that you got on there may be able to provide some type of charcoal filter in there that would help reduce some of the odor that may be coming out of there.
And that was my one other comment that I thank you for reminding me, Stan. Is I talked with the client. Good barbecue doesn't, you know, obviously it smells, you know, it does create smells, but it won't create smoke. Good barbecue is not smoky. If you have a bad barbecue, it's smoky. So if smoke is the concern, it's not going to be churning out smoke like a smokestack.
Will it also be just during restaurant operated hours?
That is what I believe the intent is. I don't think they're going to be cooking this all night. So it's not
Yeah.
like a it's not like a slow cooker where, you know, like Texas barbecue where they're going out there at, you know, 2 in the morning and starting things up. I believe this is just they bring the meat out and they start it when business opens.
Okay. Yeah, it's just a funny thing. It's
Mm-hmm.
like in my part of the neighborhood, I drink coffee, but I really don't like smelling burnt coffee grounds every morning. But I do because of where I live. So there are conditions and there may be comments. So any sort of filtering would probably help on that. Okay. Was that it, Stan?
Yes.
Great. Lynn's got her hand raised, so we'll skip over a couple people. Lynn.
Yes. I think it's a great idea, but more from a resident standpoint. I'm a frequent patron at Forbes, and it's hot on that patio. So I can see that extending the reach of the restaurant and the ability to accommodate the guests who want to go there, because there have been many times we couldn't go there because it's so small. So by extending the patio outside and making that more usable, you are opening it up to more of the Armory Park residents as well as the general public. So I'm in favor of this.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Lynn, and I know Ben would thank you for visiting the restaurant. And if you didn't know, they recently just completed a s expansion, so there is additional dining inside now. So.
We have seen that. I still like the original room where I can watch Mateo work, but
Fair enough.
the other part's good too.
Good.
Maurice, can you wait a minute? Let's let
Yeah.
the people who haven't spoken go. Martha and Matt. Any comments, Martha? Or Matt?
I had a couple.
Great, go for it.
One just a clarification. So on what you have on the screen right now, I see gutter. You go to the site plan and you're calling it a scupper in the sidewalk. So I assume you're going to put a downspout, saw cut the sidewalk, and that's going to just shoot out to the parking lot.
So thanks. Yes, Matt. The scupper is actually already existing. It's taking, so we're not adding any impervious surface to the site, right? It's already all paved with brick. And so those scuppers actually already exist. And we're pretty sure, based on our measurements, that we can tie in our downspout to an existing sidewalk gutter, which, give me one
And that's
second. So,
the vertical member off that one. Okay. That's
yep.
fair.
So that is the vertical member that comes off, and that'll kind of match the tube steel. You know, it won't be tube steel itself, but it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be your crinkle cut gutter. And then we'll tie that, like I said, down to a sidewalk scupper and get that out to the site. And again, it's already intended to drain that direction, so we're not adding additional, you know, we're not adding this additional flow to the site that wasn't there before.
Okay. That's great. And then the other question is just on utilities. So how do you intend on running utilities? Is there a chase within the garage?
Yeah, I'll go back to the section here. So currently I talked about those light pole or those bollards that are providing the required site lighting. There is all the utilities run through this garage here, and we're already going to have to demo those bollards, which have chases underneath, and there are points that they intentionally left open through the slab in order for expansion of use. And so we will run those up, and our intent is to run them up underneath the cabinetry and then into the wall. So they'd never be seen by anyone except people who have to get in the cabinets potentially, or people driving through the parking garage. So all concealed. And then and then the lighting will handle discreetly along the columns.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Not a lot of rework.
So there will be water out there
Okay.
by the fire.
Well, can you, sorry, it's cut just a little bit there, John.
Sorry, there will be water near the fire if there's a problem.
Yes, I'm not all up to date with the exact health codes, but I would be surprised if they didn't have a fire extinguisher on hand, but there will be a hand washing station provided. I would zoom in, but apparently that feature is not functional when I'm sharing my screen this way. So, but
And
there is a hand washing station.
when you get 100 requests for misters, how will you apply them to the pools?
So the intent with the misters is to just like, obviously we have to get conduit up for electrical lighting, and we would do it discreetly along the poles as well.
Okay, so you have the ability to have fixed lighting and potentially like strings of light off the poles from light the existing lighting chases.
The intent is to have fixed lighting because that's more controllable for outdoor, for night sky, and dark sky ordinances.
Okay. All right.
Or
Martha.
that is my understanding of the intent.
Okay, but there is electrical if you need it and that could come up through chases into the poles.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Into or, you know, run a very discreet conduit along the side that'll be painted to match.
Okay.
You wouldn't hardly notice it. And then we'll have, you know, and then you can have your outlet boxes as necessary. So, yeah.
That it, Matt?
That's it.
Martha, you're the one who hasn't spoken yet. Anything?
I like what I have heard. I'm really happy that they have included all the recommendations from the board earlier. I hadn't really thought about vegetarian vegans having to smell meat burning, but Forbes has a great reputation, so I'm I'm sure whether it comes out at one level or higher, it's going to be a good barbecue smell. Thank you very much. Go for
Thank
it,
you.
Is what I say.
All right. Maurice, you had hand up.
Yes, two questions. The fact is that there's more or less four seasons in a year. So I understand that sheltering from the sun and, you know, eventually putting some misters is a good idea. What happens in the winter? Are you closing this area in the winter, or are you going to have some fixed heaters in the ceiling, or are you going to have some portable heaters? Do we have any plans?
Yeah, actually, it's been a week ago today. So we switched to evenings because my sister wanted me to be. So last month,
someone has just noise coming through.
Sorry, hold on.
No worries. Thanks. Sorry, Maurice, let me restate the question so that way I made sure I heard correctly. You're asking what's going to, in the winter when it's cooler and that direct sunlight isn't an issue, how are we going to mitigate the fact that we've now cooled off this patio and removed some of the direct sun?
Well, the point is that, you know, you are creating a new space, which is commendable. Okay. Forbes Meat is a good business, and you know their food is good, so you need more space. I understand that. Okay. But you know, you're putting up a shade and you're talking about misters, you know, a shade being that, you know, well, yeah, it gets sunny in Arizona and misters gets real hot. I understand that. But if you've been in Arizona long enough, you also know that in the winter it's freezing out there. So what do you do? Do you close that porch, or do you have some kind of heating elements planned?
What I know is that Ben already uses this patio in the winter. In fact, it's his most popular season out there. And I would, from my understanding, is he already has that problem solved well enough that business keeps coming in. I haven't personally gotten the chance to eat outside in the winter there, but I believe he probably has some portable heaters. And just like how we talked, you know, if we're running electrical up, if we want to put in fixed heaters, that is a potential option in the future. There's the opportunity for multiple types of heating in that space.
Okay, because I was going to bring the point that if you go over to Cobb Cafe in Hotel Congress, in the winter, they have portable heaters, okay, which is fine, okay. But they don't have a roof on top of them. If you put a roof on top of a, you know, gas, you know, a propane gas heater, you're creating a hazard. So would it be commendable to figure out, you know, some kind of fixed, you know, heating plates, maybe in that roof, you know, that will be activated when it gets cold?
I have a
feeling. Go ahead, John.
I was just going to say, I have a feeling that's part of like building inspector codes and other things that aren't really our purview, but it's very good that Maurice brought it up so you all can think about that.
Thank you, John. That was lines of where I was going to respond, as I know that there are ventilation requirements and our mechanical engineer will help us address that concern.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, please, can we stay on the design and leave the building code issues to that section, please?
Okay.
I still have one more question here. You mentioned earlier that the system that you have will stop smoke from coming out of the grill area, which I applaud. It's a very good thing. But I don't know if you've ever been around a McDonald's, okay, at lunch hour or dinner times, and you don't see much smoke, but you can smell the grill from a half a block away. I just hope that this is not what's going to happen here. Like Martha was saying, Forbes Meat is an excellent place to have an excellent reputation. And, you know, I wouldn't want anything to happen to their reputation. So, again, like I said, you know, smoke is one thing. Smell is another thing. Okay. Again, like I said, not everybody is a meat eater. Okay. And you don't really give folks an option, to live, according to their standards, if you cannot stop the smell from coming out of that grilling area. I just figured bring it up. And
It's
again,
not
like
like
I said,
it's not
I have a
exactly
lot
like
of.
they can get a gin air and like suck it into the parking garage. But it'd be helpful if you looked into ways of mitigating smells moving forward.
I'll
Okay, I've
see
got
if our mechanical engineer has anything in mind.
great. I do have a couple of design questions. On the end caps of the four beams, one of the illustrations shows it has an open beam. Can you just put a 4x12 cap on those four ends?
Oh, absolutely. Let's see. I think that was, yeah, the section. So the section that's being cut here is cut through the beam. So you would see that profile. It helped emphasize the rectangular nature of it that we wanted to show. But yes, we'll cap the ends. We don't need birds or whatever other desert creatures like to crawl into those. No, the intent is to cap those. Thank
Yeah,
you.
they usually are a great place for bees. You may want to do the same thing with the gutters. And just for clarification, it says the second floor's level is at 14 feet and your roof is at 14. Is that 14 maximum or 14 beam with roofing sticking up 4 inches above it? Because it's that visual line of does it tie in with the black metal or is it part of the band? Or I know you've met the intention here, but I know that a second set of building on site sometimes modifies the original building. So is it
Yeah,
possible you may need to drop it a couple of inches?
the intent, as you can in the section again, sorry, I can't zoom in, but we've already accounted for the thickness of the roofing here, which is why that line is thicker up on top.
Okay.
And as we and I will make sure that, as we finalize some of the detailing, that does make a 14-foot maximum, so that way it blends nicely with that lower band of black steel.
Great. Okay. And I had some questions about the smells too, but I think we've really covered it. Otherwise, I'm very happy with it. I'm glad you brought the concrete block out because it really feels more tied into the existing building as, and a part of it rather than just kind of an add-on. So I think you've done a great job of addressing all of our concerns that I can see looking at our LAR, and I think Michael would agree that city thinks the same thing, correct?
Yes, we do.
Great.
You can see in my stuff somewhere.
Okay. Anything else before someone makes a motion? Anyone want to make a motion?
I'm not quite sure how to do it correctly, but I move that we accept this design and let them move forward.
Yeah, but the easy thing is just to say recommend approval as presented.
Okay. I make a motion that we recommend the approval, well, whatever you said.
Great.
I'll
Any
second
approval is
whatever she
noted.
said. Yes. Thank
Thank you,
you.
Lynn. Thank you, Martha. Okay, roll
Sorry, I'm
call.
sitting outside and didn't eat enough.
Farah, Stan,
Yes.
Steve,
Hi.
Martha,
Hi.
Maurice,
Hi.
Matt,
Hi.
Lynn,
Hi.
and I for me. So you've got it all the way there, and good luck at PRS.
All
And
right.
thank you for listening to us and working on it. And I guess part of the confusion is it, since it's a new logo, I did not realize that DISA is actually David Schonbach Designs. I thought you were a different firm in December, so that is my error.
Oh, well, I apologize, but yeah, we're David E. Schonbach Architecture, DISA Architecture. That's who we are. But
Okay.
thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Very much appreciate your time. I will get out of your hair and let y'all finish your meeting. And I hope to see you all there at Forbes soon. Thank you
Great.
very much.
coming in, Francisco, too.
Thank you.
Moving on, minor review update. Michael?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I believe you and Stan have conducted a couple of minor reviews. You can list them out, but I know that we did a minor review at 634 South 5th Avenue for a roof. They were spots. Go ahead.
Quick question on that. The owner called me last week, but I saw online that it was approved
yes.
earlier. So it's probably just mixing in the mail and he's got the ability to move forward.
Yes, that's correct.
Great. Thank you for expediting that one. It's leaking.
Yeah, we jumped on that one as soon as we got comments from AmeriPAC and the PRS. So he should be, if he asks again, you can tell him to contact me and I'll sort that in.
Wonderful. Great. What's coming up?
I have, again, you people did the minor, another roof for the 215 East 19. There was a residential pool at 719 South 4th Avenue. The project at 428 East 17, which is a fence. I am still waiting for the applicant to actually revise the plan and submit something that we can actually revise. What has been submitted does not deem appropriate for review at this point in time. So I'm just keeping it there as a placeholder.
Quick question.
When are these, one of those coming out, Michael?
As soon as they submit, I will send it to you. At this point in time, the application is not yet complete for your review.
Okay. I'll be gone all of next week. So if
I'm happy to be here. I'll be here, Michael.
Okay.
Call me, though, instead of emailing me so that I can be there.
So one of the problems is that I'm trying not to send to you an incomplete application because based on what I have now, it's still incomplete. Unless I see something that you can actually review, I am not sending it forward.
Okay. I wasn't sure about the fence, but the pool was already approved, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And is there a treehouse coming through at some point?
I have not seen that.
Okay. And all right. We'll do the rest of the stuff down in board because that's where we last discussed it. Anything else in Armory Park?
No.
Just call me and set up a Zoom that you can do, Michael. I'm up in the mornings now, so it's fine.
I do have one full review that may be coming your way next month. I think it's 711 South 6. They are proposing a classroom storage addition. I have not yet looked at the plans or what has been submitted, but I believe they will be able to meet the requirement before next month. So that will probably be a project that you'll be looking at in the month of September.
So we're likely having a meeting in this item 7.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Hopefully most people will be in town. Anything else? Oh, yes. No. That it? Pipeline? It's kind of quiet.
That's it for now.
Great. All right. Call the board. Under that particular one, I want to follow up on a couple things. Did code inspection go out to that house that recently sold on South 3rd that was mentioned in the LAR that has had all its roof replaced, all the windows removed, and construction is ongoing?
I brought it to the attention of Desiree. I don't know what she has done at this point in time. I'm unable to report that to the board.
Great. Just say the board inquired.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the address again, John?
I believe it's 815 South 3rd.
That's correct.
But we could lose the house. in terms of its historic appearance if somebody doesn't get on it.
So the issue is on windows, right?
It's pretty much everything that's not the wall.
Okay.
Some of the walls have changed as well.
Oh, great.
Again, as I explained last time, and if I may explain now, Ruth Sadate used to help us in this type of cases, and it used to be quicker. Right now, we do not have anybody in our office who can jump out and go take a look at project per se. All we do is send it to the code enforcement section, and once it gets to them, honestly, we don't have control about what they do.
Okay.
I don't know when to really speak to them on that discussion. I am not involved in it.
So if it gets out of hand and isn't addressed, it's a 311 code enforcement issue?
Sure.
Okay.
My encouragement to the board and every member of the community, if you see something, please, you can report it directly and then just let us know. Then they will be very quick at opening a code enforcement case.
Okay. And then the only other thing I had up, mayor and council tonight, or actually,
John?
Yes.
Before we move on that house,
yes.
Do we as individual members of the Armory Park Advisory Board have any power to go over there and say you need to stop work here and coordinate your any modifications with the city?
No, we are advisory only, but you can, if you feel so inclined, make an official complaint and a report and file a code enforcement action that will get the authorities to get there quicker.
Lynn, have you seen them working over there on a regular basis?
Oh yeah, that was the, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Again, I really want to caution. I think we ought to discuss the process, but not the details. It is not on our agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So either of you can follow up with Michael or make an official complaint if you see that it's looking like we're losing the house.
All right.
Okay. And just to report, Mayor and Council are doing the official demolition reviews as public hearings tonight concurrently with this meeting, one for the demolition of the garage and replacement Jeff and Richard's place. And then the other one is the shed that was demolished by a prior owner that was already replaced and we approved after the fact. But the city, the department is now following through on those things. We haven't seen that for about 8 to 10 years where those filings were made and the process was followed. So it's heartening to see that, but the city and the department are actually following through on that. We obviously approved it, as did plans review and the director. So I doubt anyone's going to be attending the hearings besides people, but you should be aware that the process is working better on that front. Moving forward. Okay, other board members, anybody?
Well, I just wanted to bring to everybody's attention that the Catholic school on 6th Avenue was broken in again. They broke some windows, and I understand that some folks are actually living in there. Okay. City was called. So far, not much has happened. So I don't know how far we can go about it, but that building is getting neglected, you know, by the day. It's ridiculous.
Every time I drive by it, there's a new broken window. So I would say that multiple calls to code enforcement with an official complaint will get a quicker response, just like on the other one. And that one is, if it does become a squatter haven, it really will be a neighborhood nuisance. So,
well, at this point in time, it's, you know, this is what it's becoming, obviously, you know.
Yeah. OK. Okay.
Morris, do you know the specific address?
815 South 6th Avenue.
Thank you.
Stan, you got a hand raised.
Yes, I don't know if it's appropriate time to ask this question or not, but what's going on with the pavement? It looks like it's starting, stopping, and I'm going to be gone all next week, and I'm wondering if I need to move my truck on 4th Avenue.
I don't know about 4th Avenue. So they changed the plan. The project managers took over, and after all was said and done, they decided to start doing the streets on either side of 4th Avenue from the school south instead of from 18th north so that they don't have problems when school opens. They did, however, decide to take a general hiatus for about 2 weeks, but they are back up here. And for instance, all the streets around the Children's Museum the other day were blocked, but they did those fairly quickly. And I think they're going to be proceeding again down the side. I don't know when 4th Avenue is scheduled. The whole completion date is October. But if you are going to be gone for a long period of time, I would recommend you leave your truck keys and someone in the neighborhood to potentially move it. The only way I've found out is literally going out and talking to the crews in the morning and finding out what day I actually need to move my cars.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Sure. Steve, you look somewhat frozen, but do you want to mention the conference you went to?
I'll be happy to. So, Helen Erickson and I attended and presented at the NAPC, the National Alliance of Preservation Commissioners Conference in Minneapolis, and attended a lot of very useful. It was 3 or 4 days, 6 days, we were there, a total of six, presentations. We attended anything that had to do with writing guidelines and working on guidelines. So eventually we have a lot of information to share about approaches to guidelines and such. Nothing that I want to get into detail with right now, but that was something that we paid extra attention to. And of course, those elements that had to do with historic landscape and streetscape, which is really what our presentation was about, guidelines associated with that. What we created was a guideline checklist for streetscapes and landscapes, which is something we had not had before, but we had the impetus of a hour and a half presentation to put all of that together. So that is also something that we'd like to share and potentially apply to the Army Park Historic Zone guidelines. So.
So we may need to be making a subcommittee this fall to look at them again, finally. Michael, do
Yes.
you have any just general idea of when we might be able to get copies of the latest iterations of West University and Barrio's guidelines they're working on? Fort Lowell's are completely different, although that's the only one that I've been able to find online.
Yes, you find that online because it has already been approved. West University, they are still revising their design guidelines. They have not yet given it to our office. We are waiting for them. The Barrio is still a work in progress. They are working with our office to get theirs. So we can only share to you the final version of what we believe Mayor and Council has already approved. At this point in time, West University, they are still working on it. The Barrio is still working on it. It will be premature to share that with you now because they are
So we would have
changing.
to physically go to a meeting where they're discussing guidelines to get a gist of what they're doing.
Yeah, sure, you can do that. It's a public meeting.
Okay. All right. Just so
Their
we know.
meeting, the West University, as you know, is the first Monday. It's now the first Monday of the month. The
Today is second
Barrio,
Monday, but okay.
it used to be second Monday, but they have moved it to first Monday of the month. The Barrio is the second, is also, sorry, West University is second, the first Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
The barrio is the second Monday of the month.
Great.
We have the agendas are posted and they're public meetings, so you can feel free to attend any of them. Basically, for West University, because I've been following that one up, they have done everything. They're just at the level of being the final review. It's no longer at the level of the board. It's with the chair now. The chair is looking at the final review, and he'll be submitting to our office. The one that I believe, if you go, you can hear some discussion is the barrio, because they are still discussing and changing section. This person is looking at this section. Then when they come next time, they flip, and the other person is looking at this section. So,
So I could call Rick and just see if he wants to have a chat.
sure,
Okay,
be
cool.
free.
Good to know. I know that Jan pushed for a live meeting, and I've got to say it's not looking promising at the church. Both hours and other user schedules and tech equipment to be able to do a hybrid meeting there. So it's probably going to be the school, and Fred is not back yet. So this September would be the first we could even consider it. So it's a little bit weird, and nothing else seems to be available in the 6:30 to 8 o'clock slot in terms of public buildings in the vicinity. So I'm still looking into it, but I am trying. I would like to get back to live meetings, or the option of live meetings at least. So that's it for me. Matt, anything going on with you or over in Pima County? And are you having fun?
Oh, there's a whole lot going on with the RTA.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh God. I hope you don't have to do that.
Oh yeah, I got the Thornydale project.
Oh wow. Okay. Do we need to order you antacids?
Yet.
Okay. Glenn, Martha, anybody else?
I got nothing
Not
except a good time here on vacation, so I'm gonna say good night, my friends.
Can we just get to item 7 has a listed item before you unplug?
If you do it quickly, sir.
Thank you. And Lynn, you were saying?
I just said I didn't have anything to offer.
Okay. So, item 7, staff updates and future agenda items. We know we're having a meeting in September. Hopefully, we can. If not, send your regrets early to me so I can notify staff since they don't have enough staff to ask for a quorum. Like they did there for a while, which leads to the next question. Has the department hired another staffer, Michael?
The interviews were conducted for the position of Elite Historic Preservation Officer, and I, to the best of my knowledge, offers were given. I do not know where we are after the offers were given.
Okay. All right, anything else, or can we adjourn this puppy so Martha can get on her trip?
No, I think we can adjourn right now. You already know you will have a meeting. I talked to you about the
All right.
7-Eleven South Side, so we're good.
I move we adjourn.
I second the motion.
Okay, I will call it at 7:38. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for your time. Stay cool, keep your plants watered, and happy travels, and hopefully see you, most of you, in September.
Got it.
Thank you all.
Bye.
Bye.
Get me out of here.
You want to stop the recording, Michael?
Let me do that.
Oh, Mr. Wizard.